You're listening to Open Air on the Rhythm and News Service of JPR. I'm your host, Danielle Kelly, for another JPR live session where we get to have conversations with artists we admire. One-of-a-kind in-studio performances. Today's session is made possible in part with support from the Talent Club, Downtown Talent, Oregon, offering live music and cold drinks in a casual atmosphere. Find their music lineup at talentclublive.com. My guest today is singer-songwriter Adam Gabriel. His original music reflects his Georgia roots with foot-stomping grooves, and his soulful baritone is the cherry on top. Adam is joined today by his full band, The Cavaliers, all Southern Oregon-based musicians. Drummer Alec Waddell on guitar today. We've got Nick Garrett. Did I say that right? Is it
Alec Wade.
Wade. Alec Wade. On the drums, we've got Nick Garrett Powell of the Fret Drifters in the studio today on a guitar. We've got Brian Oliver as well over here on the bass. Thanks, guys, for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Great to see you. Adam Gabriel and the Cavaliers are here today on the eve of a new, is it a single release or an album release?
It's an EP.
It's an EP. Called Still Standing. It's going to be out everywhere tomorrow. And it's also the kickoff of their Southwest, I guess West Coast into the South tour. Tomorrow they are kicking it off at the Criterion Theater in Medford. That's tomorrow, Friday, May 30th. They've got some great friends, the Brothers Reed, who I know a lot of our listeners are familiar with as well, sharing the bill. You can find tickets to this super special occasion at criterion.org. And you can find more about Adam at adamgabriel.com. Showtime is
adamgabrielmusic.com. Yeah.
Adamgabrielmusic.com. Showtime is 7 o'clock. Is that right?
I think the Brothers Reed go on at 7:30.
Incredible.
So, yeah.
Adam, we chatted with you a couple spring times ago in a live session back in 2023, and you were just releasing your fourth album. I think it was the fourth,
yeah.
Black Room.
Or, yeah.
Actually produced by Aaron Reed. Is that right?
Aaron did the mastering,
cool.
And it was produced and recorded by Mark Johnson at Blue Jay Productions.
Incredible. Incredible. Well, tell us a little bit about this new release that's coming out tomorrow. What are we excited for?
Oh, boy. So I'm... This whole EP actually kind of fell into my lap. I had been working on a much larger project called Orphans, which was just a collection of like 24 songs that I'd written over the course of 20-something years.
Wow.
And then Ian Rickard, who is the engineer and producer for Sylvia Massey in her studio, the audio studio here in Ashland, I'd worked with him on other people's projects, and he really loved the vibe, and he thought I was a cool guy, and he was like, hey, man, I want to record some music for you. And I was like, oh, that would be great. So the band and I, we've been working on this new music, and we thought it was just going to be one song that he was going to help us record because, you know, Sylvia Massey's studio is not a cheap place. But he was like, no, man, let's keep going. Let's do more. And he just basically paved the way. So we have a whole six songs.
So the alternate EP. Title for this EP is The Adopted Orphans.
Yeah.
Ian's
totally
Adopted.
Totally different songs on this one. Yeah. But it's six songs. Still Standing is the title track. And like you said, they'll all be released. We already released Still Standing as a single, just kind of as a teaser, but the rest of them are going to be released tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Killer. Yeah. We're really excited to hear some music. What would you like to start with?
I think we want to start with the first song on the EP. It's a song called Call On Me.
Great. Adam Gabriel and the Cavaliers live in the Steve Nelson Performance Studio.
Should have been me, should have been everything that you wanted, that you need. I can't let it go, it's what I hold on to. And I know I'm not the man that gets to hold your hand, but girl, I want to. You know I want you, oh, but you can go where you need to go and do what you need to do. But baby, you'll always know that You know that I'm here for you, here for you when it rains and the waters are getting high. I'll be waiting in the storm, I'll be a rock to crash upon. Ain't gonna beg and I ain't gonna plead, no. You can call on me. It's a delicate dance around the obvious. I know why you came here and why you just can't leave. Just let me know, babe, if you wanna stay here. 'Cause the hour's getting late and the world's in such a state, babe, we could use it. Could lose it all, but you can go where you need to go and do what you need to do. But baby, you'll always know that you know that I'm here for you, and I'm here for you when it rains and the waters are getting high. I'll be waiting in the storm, I'll be a rock to crash upon. Ain't gonna beg and I ain't gonna plead. You can call on. Can be such a lonely place. We all need shelter from the cold sometimes. If I can't be the man that gets to see you in the morning, at least let me be the man to hold you in the night. Yeah, yeah. But you can't go, you need to go. Do what you need to do. But baby, you'll always know that. Know that I'm here for you, and here for you when it rains and the waters are getting high. When the world is on your back and the tears are in your eye, when you feel like you can't go on, I'll sing you another song. I'll be waiting in the storm, I'll be a rock to crash upon. Ain't gonna beg and I ain't gonna plead, no. You can call on. You can call on me, babe. Oh, now you can call me, call anytime, day or night, call me in the morning, oh, in the evening, in the middle of the night.
That is Adam Gabriel and the Cavaliers live at Jefferson Public Radio in a JPR live session. That's Call On Me, the lead-off track on the brand new EP out tomorrow called Still Standing. Oh, it's gorgeous, guys. It's going to sound great in that Criterion Theater tomorrow night.
We're excited.
By the way, they are playing at the Criterion Theater along with the Brothers Reed tomorrow night, the 30th, criterion.org for tickets and info. Adam, we chatted a bit. I'm buddies with you. I know you're from Georgia, but for listeners that are new to you, let's maybe give them a little recap. You've got a real interesting story. Grew up in Georgia.
Yeah, I was born a poor black child.
Number of
just
the old Steve Martin joke.
And they've you told us there's a number of things, some family, some relationships. Tell us about your journey west, will you?
It's a long story. I'll try to recap. Okay, so born and raised in Georgia, we were pretty poor for sure. But I just always loved music. My dad used to play guitar and sing in bars and clubs during the 70s and 80s, so he was an old school troubadour. So I grew up listening to a lot of James Taylor, Jim Croce, The Eagles, Gordon Lightfoot, that kind of stuff. My mom also sang, but she sang like in church choir and stuff. I'm not sure how deep to go into it. My dad, on top of being a troubadour, also suffered from some pretty severe mental illness and believed he was, you know, hearing from God, which took us all over the place because we were always like following, you know, my dad. That's just what we did.
A lot of time in church too then?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Church was just a way of life. I mean, we grew up Southern Baptist, so it wasn't just like a weekend thing. You know, it was like Wednesday nights, Sunday morning, Sunday evenings. It was just all that. It was very much a part of... who I was and who the family was at that time. But we ended up traveling a lot, moving from place to place all over Georgia, stayed in Minnesota for a little while, and then eventually moved out west to Cottage Grove so that we could join a cult. And that was fun. And we were there for a little while until I was 17. I moved out on my own. I'd had enough. And so spent a bit of time just like on my own.
So much fodder for songwriting.
Lots of good stuff.
Great storytelling.
Yeah. Just sort of found my own way after that. You know, spent a lot of time just stumbling around, but like you said, it's good fodder for songwriting.
Yeah. The last time we talked, you had recently made the transit. You know, you've had a lot of different jobs here and there, construction, and it was quite a list. But then when we talked in 2023, you had sort of committed to becoming a full-time musician, just kind of putting all your chips in there. And I guess I find the Rogue Valley, and I've heard this from a lot of musicians sharing this sentiment, that it's a special place to be an artist. There's a really rich culture of artists here, and I'm curious to hear from you. What do you find, whether it's community or the people that you're surrounding yourself with, or an unknown? What do you find are the ingredients to be able to survive as a musician in the Rogue Valley?
That's a great question. I mean, anywhere. I mean, the Rogue Valley is kind of fertile soil for it, for sure, because we're surrounded by so many incredible musicians and people just in the industry that seem to find their way here. Mm-hmm. But no matter where you are, I think making it as a professional musician just requires an enormous amount of grit mm-hmm. and dedication. And if there's different levels of, you know, musicians, people who will just do music because they love it for fun, and you know, that's fine. But if you're trying to make a career out of it, trying to make money out of it, make it be your life, you've got to just get to a point where it is the most important thing. And if I feel like if you don't feel like I will die without this, mm-hmm. then you're not cut out for it, because it'll tear you apart. I mean, there's a lot. The business is really, really difficult, you know.
Yeah.
But it's also really rewarding, and if you are able to throw yourself 100% into it and jump off, this is a great place for it, because I feel like the community is a great safety net. They love mm-hmm. supporting and being involved in the music, and there's so many great musicians to play with, so it's a great place to do that.
On the behalf of listeners and the audience side of the live music scene, I guess I'd love to ask what you think that a community or a society can do to, what can they do to support? What does support look like?
So many things, small things that don't really cost anything. Like social media is kind of a necessary evil for a lot of us musicians. Like mm-hmm. I'd just as soon not be on it. But in order to get your music out there, you kind of have to engage in that. And so some of the things people can do are just following, liking, sharing. And then, you know, it steps up from there, like paying the tickets to come to your shows mm-hmm. is huge. Mm-hmm. Buying your albums and buying your merch and telling people about it, because really the greatest advertisement, no matter what I can put on social media or what sort of ads I can pump out there, the greatest is really word of mouth. Mm-hmm. And there are people out there who have just fallen in love with us and fallen in love with what we do and follow us to every show and tell their friends about it. And it's begun to grow like that. So I'm always so grateful and so appreciative of this community that's constantly showing up for us mm-hmm. in ways that I would hope they really do. They come through.
So to become a part of Adam Gabriel and the Cavaliers, their network, it's Adam Gabriel Music on socials. That's also the website. Check mm-hmm. it out. So when you're in a live performance, what is it you're most wanting to share with your audience, whether it's in the message of your songs? What's the message, or what's your main goal? What's the main thing you're trying to communicate to your audience?
I've thought about that several times because they say, you know, you really need to zero in on your brand, or like, what is your message that you're really trying to send? And I feel like I've got so many different songs to talk about so many different things. It's been difficult for me to really like boil it down. But then recently, actually, this new EP has kind of helped like get to the very, very bottom of it. And that's Still Standing. Mm-hmm. It's this message of inner strength and resilience, that no matter what's going on in the world around you, there's something inside of each of us that can stand up if we will allow it to. You know, if we're not allowing ourselves to be like pushed down and discouraged by things, and because everybody's going to get knocked down, you're going to get beat up. But it's about getting back up again and being like, I'm still here. I took a couple hits, but I'm still here. And I think through all the music, if I could impart anything or share anything with the live audience, people I meet, it's just don't give up. Just keep getting up. Keep getting up. Because to expect to go through life without getting beat to crap is unrealistic. Like, life beats up everybody, but it's the people that can stand up again. Yeah.
Totally. Well, we'd love to hear another song. What would you like to play next?
I'd like to play the title track off the album, Still Standing, since we're on the topic.
Still Standing. It's Adam Gabriel and the Cavaliers live at Jefferson Public Radio.
I was soft as a child. My mind was weak, my heart running wild. Those bigger boys, they tossed me to the ground. But Daddy said, to survive this world, you need a backbone full of lead, boy. Cause the hits keep coming like waves. The hits keep coming, and nobody's gonna come save ya. No, they won't. So dry your eyes, calm your mind. Try to find your feet again, and then look those boys straight in the eyes. Might be bruised, but you ain't broken. There's no stronger words been spoken, son, than here I am. Yes, I'm still standing. Here I am. Yes, I'm still standing. Well, I fell in love at 24. But at 29, Lord, caught a sleeping with the man next door. Oh, I felt the crumbling down of my heart. Mama said, it's better to love at the risk of being torn apart. Oh, cause the hits keep coming like waves. The hits keep coming. Nobody's gonna come save ya. No, they won't. So dry your eyes, calm your mind. Try to find your feet again, and then look that pain straight in the eyes. Might be bruised, but you ain't broken. There's no stronger words been spoken, son, and here I am. Yes, I'm still standing. Here I am. Yes, I'm still standing. Watch me now. Thank you. lost my spark. Felt so alone, like a child naked in the dark. I longed to fall to that eternal night. Oh, but something inside wouldn't give up without a fight. Oh, cause the hits keep coming like a wave. And then look this world straight in the eyes. I'd be bruised, but I ain't broken. Yes, I'm bruised, but I ain't broken. There's no stronger words been spoken. No. And here I am. Yes, I'm still standing. Here I am. I'm still standing.
Adam Gabriel and the Cavaliers live at Jefferson Public Radio. That's Still Standing, title track of the brand new EP that's out now. The EP is coming tomorrow. You can find the music at adamgabrielmusic.com, and I assume that'll be on all the streaming places.
Yeah.
And you can catch these songs live tomorrow night in downtown Medford at the Criterion Theater. Tickets at criterion.org. The Brothers Reed will be on that bill as well. You guys have got a pretty exciting summer queued up for you. Tell us a little about your big plans.
Well, it started off a bit smaller, actually. Like a year ago, I thought, you know, I'm just going to travel back to Tennessee next year and just do a road trip. And
some friends and family back there.
See my family. Yeah, I've got family that lives there. I've got a couple of family members that live in Texas. And I thought, I'll just make a road trip out of it. And then I thought, well, if I'm going to be on the road, I might as well book a couple shows. And then it just kept growing and booking more shows. And then I was like, I would love to have the band. And so I went to the band. And at first it was like, oh, we'd love to, but just they can't really make it happen. Except for Alec. Alec was like, hell yeah, man, I'm in.
But ride or die drummer here.
And then after that, Brian, it was like, I could probably do the first week, but I can't be gone for a month. I can't. But then, you know, things changed. He was like, you know, this is really, I want to do this. So then Brian joined. It was going to be the three of us. And I had been clawing at Nick for a while. Like, Nick, you want to play with us? You want to play with us? And
for context, for those of you who don't know, Adam's got a band here of people who are all staples in the live music scene here in Southern Oregon in their own right. Brian Oliver's got his own band. Alec plays with a million people. So does Nick, the Fret yeah. Drifters with Shay, a number of different configurations. So these are all full-time working musicians with lots of obligations.
And all songwriters as well. Like Brian writes his own music, so does Alex, so does Nick. So it's wonderful being in a group of guys who not just appreciate songs, but they all are very intimately, like keenly aware of the dynamics in songs, and we're all just song lovers, like how to put that together. So it's been a great group. So
the four of you are canceling all other plans and
canceling all other
van.
Plans. Yeah, hitting the road. And my son Elijah, who's 23, is going to be coming with us on the tour. He'll be like the merch guy and also doing our social media while we're on the road. But we're going all the way down through California, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, and then coming back more of a straight route, more through like Wyoming, a little bit of Nebraska, some Utah, Colorado, and then back home.
Incredible.
So it's about 23 shows over the course of 30 days, month long tour, and I don't think any of us have ever done a tour of this length before. I've done like a little 2-week thing before, but not like this.
And so tomorrow night at the Criterion is sort of the kickoff
show
for
all. It's the kickoff concert, yeah.
Wonderful. which again is criterion.org for tickets and information. The EP release and tour kickoff for Adam Gabriel and the Cavaliers. Support these guys on their
please, yes,
wild, wild west to the east adventure. What are what else is sort of special about this show in particular?
At the Criterion?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, aside from the fact that it will be the biggest, most produced show we've ever put on as a band, the fact that we're getting to share the stage with the brothers Reed, who, by all accounts, we should be opening for them. These guys, they're amazing, not just friends, but brothers as well. And I personally feel like this tour would not be happening if it wasn't for them, for their example, for their advice. I've gone to Aaron and Phil so many times. A little pointers that they had, and just being able to follow along in some of their footsteps, because they tour all the time, you know? And it's a great opportunity to really showcase the music we've been working so hard on, on a stage that I feel is fitting of what we've put together. The lighting is going to be great. I've been working with the Kirby, the lighting director, and the sound guy, and it'll be a real legit show, you know. So we're excited.
Any special pre-show rituals you guys have?
I think we each have our own little ritual. I've noticed Brian likes to sit by himself in a quiet place and just sort of get in the zone.
Jumping jacks.
Alec and Nick and I tend to we'll go off outside and enjoy the herb or whatever while we're getting ready. And I think our individual pre-show rituals are slightly different, but I know once we're on the road, we're going to kind of get into a groove of what we all do together. And we're still trying to come up with like a saying or like a thing to say before each show, just to ourselves.
Yeah,
a thing. We haven't figured that out yet, but
we'll make sure Elijah gets that on camera and shares it with all of us. You can follow the adventures at adamgabrielmusic.com. Also on social media, they are going on tour starting tomorrow or starting after tomorrow after their Medford show at the Criterion. You can follow the adventures on social media at Adam Gabriel Music. We have time for one more tune. What would you like to wrap up with?
Yeah, this is another song off the new EP. This one's called Lonely Road Back Home. And it's a story that we enjoy telling. I think it's a good story to hear, too. It goes like this.
Kisses taste sweeter in the dark. No one can see except your cheating heart. You'll hear it pounding on that lonely road back home. She's nothing special to you, she don't know. Means to an end, but that's the way it goes. She's riding shotgun on that lonely road back home. Well, you got yourself a demon howling for a fiend. Careful you don't lose your mind. Truth that you're forsaken with all your trouble making will find its way back to you in time. His wife and children have gone out of town. Nothing to stop him when they're not around. He's drunk and horny on that lonely road. She's laughing louder now, it's all you hear. The road is blurry, but you drop a gear. The dice are rolling on that lonely road back home. Well, you got yourself a demon howling for a feeding. Careful you don't lose your mind. Truth that you're forsaken with all your trouble making will find its way back to you in time. got yourself a demon howling for a feeding. Careful you don't lose your mind. Truth that you're forsaken with all your troublemaking will find its way back to you in time. Just takes a moment before they lose control. Life in slow motion as they start to roll. They crash like thunder down that lonely road back home. Sirens come screaming through the dead of night. Somebody's gonna have to call his wife. They say a girl is dead, but he only broke his leg. One night of madness brings a lifetime full of sadness, and the memories never leaving of that lonely road back home.
Yikes, that is Adam Gabriel and the Cavaliers. They specialize in not only positive affirmations, love songs, but also murder ballads.
Yes.
On the new EP.
Sweet Black Cherry is still one of people's favorites, and that's a dark song.
Still Standing is the brand new EP out on all streaming platforms tomorrow, as well as being performed live in Medford, Oregon, the kickoff for the whole U.S. tour tomorrow, the 30th, Friday, that is, at the Criterion Theater downtown Medford. Tickets and information at criterion.org. You can find and buy Adam's music at adamgabrielmusic.com. Follow them, share, spread the word. If you've got folks in those necks of the woods down in all, list those states again. You're going from Oregon to Texas.
We're going from Oregon down to California, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, and then back. I don't remember all the states we're doing today, but it's more of a straight shot.
If you know folks around the way,
Colorado, Utah,
let them know if they've got a hankering for some murder ballads and some love songs. Let them know.
Murder ballads.
Let them know. They're a good show. Thanks, you guys, for coming in. This is great. Thanks for sharing your music with us. We've got Alec Wade on the drums. We've got Nick Garrett Powell on the guitar, Brian Oliver on the bass. Adam Gabriel right here fronting the Cavaliers. Check them out. This session was engineered by John Griffin of Luna Zen Studio. Wanted to give a shout out to him. Also, shout out to Kenyon helping us set up our studio here. Kalina Reeves up there helping us man the board and women the board. Noah Brand Lindsay. It was a team effort today. And also our captain, Dave Jackson, orchestrating from afar. Thanks for the team effort. And great big thank you to the Talent Club in downtown Talent. They offer live music and cold drinks in a casual atmosphere. You can find their live music lineup at talentclublive.com. Audio and photos from this session will be available on our website. It's ijpr.org. Also archived on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, anywhere you find your podcast. You can find the JPR Live Sessions podcast. I'm Danielle Kelly. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks, everybody. Have a great tour. Good luck. Go buy those tickets at criterion.org. Open air will continue right after this.